That's a lovely chorus. And it's not to imply that now we're something because Jesus saved us, but we understand that we recognize that we're precious in his sight and that we have value to him, and that means everything, doesn't it? Praise God. Let's continue singing together out of our white book. I think Brother Paul was playing it before. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say, for very love, thy sacred name 1,000 times a day.
28.
Thank you. Number 28. Yeah, white book. Hallelujah. Let's enter into the spirit of it while we sing. Your heart to his.
Oh,
to this love we sing about in this last verse, that we can get to love Jesus better every day throughout all our lives. And then, I'm sure throughout all eternity, I wouldn't be surprised that we can get to love him better and know his love in a more wonderful way. And so he says, what limit is there to this love? As I travel along this path of loving Jesus more, when will it stop? On. He's convinced it never stops. Our Lord is sweeter far today than yesterday. And we'll be able to say that tomorrow too. He's sweeter today than he was the day before. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful that there is no bottom to this love of God. And Lord, if we could really see it, we've just skimmed the surface. And yet it's so wonderful to know your love. It's so overwhelming at times. Lord, it's beyond our natural comprehension, as the Bible tells us, to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And Lord, we want to travel on this journey deeper into the love of Christ. Tonight, in this meeting, we pray that the Holy Spirit will make the love of Jesus more real to us. Lord, give us real insight and appreciation. Give us a capacity to receive this love of Jesus into our hearts. Lord, beyond all our questions and struggles, make the love of Jesus so real to us that we can never doubt it, and that we live in response to it. Bless in the village tonight and in the cottage. Lord, all over this camp, we thank you for a wonderful day in your presence. We thank you, Jesus, for your watchful eye over this place. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, for the prayer that you've given to us to bring to you, Lord, in accordance with your will. We pray, Lord, that you'll pour out your Spirit tonight. Amen. Among the little ones. We pray that that their hearts will be open to receive all that you want to minister to them. And do it for our young ladies there in the village. Lord, let your work go forward. Jesus, establish that which you have wrought for them. And we pray that you'll open to their hearts the wonder of your love. As you minister to us, we pray you'll minister there as well. And then we think of our home churches tonight. Lord, bless them, those that have gathered. We think of our church families, these that you've brought us together with to grow together and love together, seek God together. Lord, we remember them tonight, and we pray that you'll bless, that you'll move by your Spirit, that you'll give your word, and that you will be glorified in every gathering. Let this day come to a close with the confidence in our hearts that Jesus has come to us and accomplished great things for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope your church still has a Sunday night meeting. I don't know whether it does or not. They're hard to find. I was down on vacation, and we went to a good church Sunday morning. The Lord blessed us and spoke to us, and I couldn't wait to get back Sunday night. I got there, looked a little empty. So I asked, what's going on? Game night. It was game night. But they weren't playing any games that I wanted to play. I was a little disappointed. They said, well, after Memorial Day, we'll try to get back to our regular Bible study schedule. So I was at least encouraged to hear that. And, well, I probably won't be back there for some time. But, you know, I remember one time, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, I was standing in front of the church door with Sister Bowers. She and her husband were the previous pastors of the Canarsie Church. And she said to me, Kenny, we have to keep the doors open Sunday night. She said, there's coming a day when people are going to be hungry for God and they're going to need a place to go. Well, I believe we're coming into that day. And we find that our Sunday night meetings are some of our favorite meetings. Oh, handful of people, sometimes more. But you know, Jesus is always there. And he's the one we've come to meet anyway, so we're not disappointed ever. We can sing all we want. We can pray. We can get to the altar. We can get into the Word of God. We've got everything we need, whether we have 5 or 5,000. And so I'm so glad that there are those that are seeking God tonight along with us. And we, are, of course, are believing God to bless. Now, we have one more verse. I talked all about it. Let's sing it. What pastor out in Hampton Bays, Long Island. His name was Pastor Norville. And he was an older man when I got to know him. and he was quite a soul winner. He used to tell his wife, "I'm going fishing." And then he'd get up 5 in the morning, and he'd go to the local diner where the fishermen gather, and he'd stuff his pocket with a bunch of tracks, and he'd fish for men. One time he went to a gas station, and the fellow came up to the window and said, "Well, what do you like?" He said, "I want you to fill it up, press it down, fill it up again until it's running over." And the fellow looked at him like he was a little bit crazy, and he said, "Huh? That's how God wants to fill your life with his love." And he went on to witness to him, well, maybe he could get away with something like that. And people listened, and he had a very fruitful ministry for many years. And every once in a while, when he would sing "Love Lifted Me," he would have to sing John 3:16, when nothing else could help, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." And then when he was done with that, then he sang James 5:14. Do you know what that is? "If there are any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and let them anoint them with oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up." And so, John 3:16, James 5:14. Salvation for body, soul, and spirit. Let's sing it. John 3:16. Jesus is my all in all. That's, I know, in our hardcover book.
470.
Thank you. 470. And I encourage you, let's stand while we sing it. 470. Maybe the Lord will give you a testimony while you're singing the song, and you'll want to share that with us somewhere in the meeting. Of Jesus, love and sweet.
Oh,
down. You can remain standing. Otherwise, let's all sit and continue to worship him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is my all in all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
not only did Jesus open up the way, but we dishonor him if we don't take advantage of it. If we don't claim and plead and believe God for all that he purchased for us. You ever think of it that way? I dishonor him if I don't fully take advantage of what he, at such a great cost to himself, paid for me, provided for me.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All that he purchased for me. Hallelujah.
In the key of G.
Hallelujah, what a savior.
Hallelujah, what a savior. Hallelujah, what a savior.
Sing it, number 23, and we'll look into the Word of God together. Number 23 in our hard-covered books. I often find among the young people when I ask them for a song that they would like us to sing. So many of them choose that one. So if you want to feel young, sing it. Number 23. Children, but the teen years are difficult years. If you could just keep their boat afloat through the teen years, then perhaps they'll be okay. That doesn't sound very good, does it? But I know that the teen years can be very stormy years for some people. And so many decisions are made in our teen years, so many choices that have far-reaching consequences, and many people have really made shipwreck of their lives during their teen years. If that was the case back when I was a teenager, I'm sure it's even more so now. You know what I'm talking about. You go to school, you associate with others that don't know the Lord, and you know how their lives are ending up. But for the grace of God, there go we. And so I'd like the teenagers, and maybe 25 and under, how's that, to sing that fourth verse. We'll join you on the chorus, and then we'll all sing together the last.